Lizun learning Masechtas Megillah Daf Yitesim Mebeis. The Mishnah says that Kol Kshem Ligushes Megillah Chutz Micheri Sheita VeKatan Rabbi Namachshav VeKata. So everyone who's mechuyev in the Megillah is kosher to be carried the Megillah. The Gemara discusses Cheirish if that's a Chetchila B'diavid, and Sheita is not mechuyev, and Katan is a Machlokes the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. So Taisus asks a Kasha. Kashem, be'ez a katan. Which katan are we discussing? If it's le'igil l'chinuch, so what's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda? Kol she'en emchuyiv da me'etzachem de'echei vasei. He's magil l'chinuch. But he's asked a kashem from the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas mavur that on a chiyiv derabanan, a katan could be meitzi. Because it says, ben mevarech l'aviv, that a son could be nega bracha for his father, and even though he's a katan. And it says to him in a case where the Av ate a kazayis or a kebeya, which is a shur derabanan. So the katan, his chiv is derabanan of chinuch. We might see the Av, who only ate a shur derabanan. So why don't we say by Megillah also, Megillah is also only a chiv derabanan. Why can't the katan be might see? Similarly, as a kasha by Halal, it says in the Gemara in Sukkah that a katan can't be might see with kriyas Halal. If a katan v'yisha makar esa aina makar mashayim ayimrim, the question is why? How is also a din derabanan? What's the difference in berachas hamazon when you have only a chiv derabanan, either kazayis and a kameya, and megillah or halal, which is also only a chiv derabanan? So Taisus says that the problem is that by a katan is less mechuyev because it's two derabanans. First of all, the whole megillah is derabanan for everyone. It's derabanan, and thankful for him specifically, all is given by derabanan. He's only a bar chinuch, so male, that's called trei derabanan. So what about by Berachas HaMazon? There, the case is the Katan ate Kedei Sviya. So the Katan and the Gadol are in the same level. The Gadol is Derabanan because he didn't eat Kedei Sviya. So for him, Berachas HaMazon is Derabanan. The Katan ate Kedei Sviya, so Berachas HaMazon is Derabanan, but it's Derabanan because the Katan. So since it's both Chad Derabanan, a Chad Derabanan can be made to see a Chad Derabanan. That's the Taisus Teretz. And Taisus also says this in Brachas after Svavim and Aleph. Now, what is Rabbi Yehuda's shita? Rabbi Yehuda says that Rabbi Yehuda is makshav a katan. So I say, l'chayr you could say, Rabbi Yehuda holds, there's no such thing. A katan is a bar chiyuv, but there's no chiltin shrei derabanan and echad derabanan. He disagrees with the logic of v'yasi shrei derabanan and laf echad derabanan. Thing is, the Mishnah later, on the after Dalad and Aleph, says about a katan, that he can't be Paris of Shema, he can't be Oivel of Ne'atev, and he can't be Nasi as Kapov. The Paris of Shema and Oivel Ne'atev is being Maitzi, the Olam, with Birchas Krishma or with Shema Nesrei. So, and Behuda doesn't argue there. Behuda talks that Behuda's in the Mishnah of Atsumi, doesn't argue about Kata. So, Vaisus Behuda agrees that a Katan can't be Maitzi, Dechevasa. It's done for the same reason. So, Taisa says, by Megillah, there's more of a kula, because Afin Haya Ba'isa Neis, Afin Haya Ba'isa Safik Lahashmin Laharig, Rabbi Yehuda made him like a gadol. And the svar of Afin Haya Ba'isa Neis is Makshiv the Katan, Kilu is the gadol, according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Taisus says. Now the Ramban argues on Taisus. The Ramban in Melchamis, in Mesechnes Brachas, Daf Chafim Abeis, it's also in the Skadusha, Mesechnes Yushin Laf Laman Aleph, and it's brought down here in the Ran. That says, damn, a katan can never be meitzi a gadol, because a katan's bechal not mechuyev b'davar. It's not the pshat that the katan's mechuyev midirabanan. No, a katan is not mechuyev altogether. Chiyev chinuch is the father's mechuyev to mechanechim. But the katan himself has no chiyev bechal. There's also a Rashi on Brachas Daf Mem Chesem and Aleph, that the Gemara there is mavur, that a gadol who eats a kezayis can be meitzi, someone even eats a kedei sviyah. So what's the pshat? Either Gadol is only mechuyev midirabanan. How can it be meitzi someone is mechuyev midiraisa? So Rashi says in Shtikl Chiddush that mechuyev midirabanan is also called mechuyev bedaver, and it can be meitzi ram midechavas, and that's how Rashi learns he could be meitzi. And he asks the kasha, so what about a katan? A katan igil lechinuch, we say not that way. A katan igil lechinuch, so he says, who afil midirabanan lay mechayev? The lay davua hu derami lechinuchay. He's not even mechuyev midirabanan. The mitzvah chinuch is only on the father. Shaila is, what do you do with the Gemara in Brachas that Taisus brings, that a ben is mevarech l'aviv? The Gemara there was said, says that Isha and a Ben who can be Mvarach Lov, the Gemara wanted to bring a Raya that Isha is Mechayiv and Berch Samazim in the Raisa. And then the Gemara says, the Tizbram, but a Ben anyway is not Mechayiv in the Raisa. Elamai, the Aviv, didn't eat a shear. He only ate a Kazayas or Kabe. He didn't eat a shear that's Mechayiv in the Raisa. So you see, but I'll go upon him in that case, the Ben could be might see him. So the Ramban and the Ridva also says this over here. They both say that the case of Ben Mevarach L'Aviv in Brachis is a Ben Gadol. He's a Ben, he's 13 years old. So, it's a bit shred. The Gemara L'Chari says Mefurish not that way, because the Gemara that says, L'Tameich, how could a Ben be Mevarach L'Aviv and Zetz is an Ayin that the Aviv didn't need a Kadesh Sviya? But, the Ramban wasn't curious that part of the Gemara. L'Tameich, what's Pshan and Ben? Okay, the Gemara only said L'Kadesh Sviya for the case of Isha. For the case of Ben, the Gemara didn't ask the Kasha. Because Ben, the Gemara didn't have a Kasha, Ben doesn't mean a Ben Katan, a Ben means a Ben Gadol. But a Katan can never be Maitzi Aviv, because he's not Mechuyi B'davar. And what's Pshan in Rabbi Yehuda? So the Ramban says, Afenayu Baisenes, says, Rabbi Yehuda says, he's called the Mechuyi B'davar, as Afenayu Baisenes. And the Ramban's bothered with that Svar. If a Katan is never a Mechuyi B'davar, so Avin Ayyub Baisenes, he didn't think it could be called a Mechuyi B'davar if Stamazay is not a Mechuyi B'davar. That's why I like Taisus Shatner. The Khan is always considered Mechuyi Min Rabbanan. It's just that you have two Rabbanans, here you have two Rabbanans, and by benching, you only have one Rabbanan. So you have to know Pshat in the Machlaikis Tais in the Ramban. What's a Pshat? It sounds like maybe a big Kiddush. It tells us that the Khan himself is Mechuyiv. He's not a Baranchin, but he has to do it. The Chazal matel the Chiv on the Khatan. But Shengen the Ban holds the Khan doesn't have to do anything. The Khan doesn't listen to anyone. Chazal said the father has to instruct him to do it. But the Khan himself is not Mechuyiv. But it's a bit schwer to hear that a Khan himself should be Mechuyiv. If he's not Mechuyiv, the Chay is not a Bar Chiyuv, it doesn't pass for him Chiyuv. I mean, the Rabban is Mechuyiv. It's a bit schwer. Rabbi Reuven in Sukkot brings a Chikrei Leiv, Sefer from a guy in Svaydi, the Chikrei Leiv, Simon Shimem Gimel, Sef Ayin, that even according to Taisus, he's really not Mechuyiv. He's just considered a Baruch Yuvam because of his father's Chiyuv. The Steichem, it also talks about it, Chelek Beis Mechus Ches Kal Samach. He brings such a thing, that even though Taisus calls him a Mechuyiv the Rabbanan, that doesn't mean the Katan's Mechuyiv. It's because of his father's Chiyuv that he's called Mechuyiv. So Rabbi Reuven says to Svara, and the Ramban and Taiz are arguing in Lamdas. What's the pshat? According to the Ramban, the mitzvah schiv, the chiv chinuch is on the av. It says that the av is a mechuyiv to mechanech. It has nothing to do with the ben. It's not the ben's mitzvah bechlal. It's the av's mitzvah to be mechanech. Now, Shengen, according to Taiz, the pshat in the mitzvah schinuch is like this. It's not a mitzvah for the ben. Chazal mechayiv the ben, but the ben himself doesn't have to keep that chiv. Chazal made that the father is in charge of the Ben's Chiyuv. But the Chavs of the Chiyuv is the Ben's Chiyuv. Also, the Brisker Rav, in Nazir Daf Lamed, also says as Ashmuz, he, Mamish says, come out the same word, that even though he's called a Mechuyiv, the Rabbanan, doesn't mean he's Mechuyiv. Only the father's Mechuyiv. But the father's, the din that the father's Mechuyiv is, the Chazal made it, it's the Ben's mitzvah, and the father's responsible for making sure that the Ben does his mitzvah. Not the Ben. The Ben's not responsible, the father's responsible. Rabbi Reuven says, it's like the Reb Chaim said of art, the Baruch Meir brings from Reb Chaim, that what's the din of Milas Ad, that the Av is a Chiv, lo Miles Benoy. Taich Reb Chaim, it's not the Pshadi is a Chiv to mal your son, it's really the son's mitzvah. Now the son's 8 days old, he can't do a mitzvah. The father has a Chiv that the son should be Mekayim his mitzvah. It's mutl on the father, the son should be Mekayim his mitzvah. The same idea over here, it's the son's mitzvah. It's mutl on the father, the son should mekayim his mitzvah. So Mela, when the son does it, that's called a bar chiyuva. Because it's the son has a chiyuv, he's not responsible for the chiyuv, it's the father that's responsible for his chiyuv. Lefi zeh, where really nobody holds that the son has any responsibility b'chlal. It's a shayla in lamdas. When Chazal made the mitzvah schinach, was it just a mitzvah, father teach your son about the mitzvahs, train your son to do these mitzvahs, but the emissin, the son's not being mekayim the mitzvah b'chlal? Or no? Chazal said, the son also has a mitzvah to do, but if either he's not responsible to do it, the father is responsible that the son should mekayim his mitzvah. So it's not so shvei to say that by Megillah, it's different. The Avin Hayyad Ba'isa Anais is the pshat that it's not only the father has a responsibility to train his son to read Megillah. Rabbi Yudol's no. Avin Hayyad Ba'isa means that there was a chiv Megillah on the children also because they were Ba'isa Anais. And Avin, it's only the father that has the responsibility that the son's Mekayim is chiv, but it becomes a chiv on the son. Forget it, the Ramban is a little bit more mistaba. According to Taisis, where all the time the pshat is, the son's considered mechuyev, it's the son's mitzvah. Davis then, that's gufa derabanan. So maybe that's its trade, that makes it trade derabanan. So where did Afin Ayubai Sa'anes, where did I make an achad derabanan? You're always considering the son of mechuyev in derabanan. The teretz is, he's only mechuyev in derabanan because he's a katan. And Avad even Nachtam Afin Ayubai Sa'anes, it's not an egg and a chiv. It's only the father that's responsible to mechanechem. According to Ravan, it's a little better. The Ravan holds good. The father has to mechanechem. He has no chiv. By Megillah, Rabbi Yudah holds a special chiddush that Afanei v'Neisnes means that the Chazal didn't only wanted that the father should be mechanechem. He wanted that the son himself should have a chiv Megillah, which the father is mukil on the father that he's mekayim, because of Afanei v'Neisnes, not only because of chinuch. L'maaseh, Rabbi Yudah didn't like this far. Rabbi Yudah didn't tell him that he can't consider him a chiyuv adav unless he's personally responsible for the chiyuv. So that's why he learned in Taisa's Mokib Shutai that Taisa says, the son is a chiyuv adav. You can say such a thing. The son's a chiyuv. He's not a bar ancient. He's not going to get any consequences. But the Chazal said, no, he's a chiyuv. The son himself has to do it. Now, Al Kopanim, by Birchas Amaz and Kum Dais, we have two shittas. Taisa says, the only time a ben could be Mavarech La'aviv is when the ben ate a Kadesh Sviya. And the father did not. The father only ate Kedesh Sukadeh. I mean, that's the Chayr Klar. If the father ate Kedesh Svi, the Ben can't be Maitzim. It's not Mechuyah B'davar. So the father's Mechuyah B'daraisa, and the Ben is not. But if that it says that a son can be Mevarech La'aviv, Taisa says that the son ate Kedesh Svi, and the father did not. So now they're both Chad Rabbanan. The Baruch Yuv is equal, that's why he can Maitzim. Manos, no. That a kan is never a mechuyev adav, he can't be meitzi even if he ate a kadesh sviya. But the Shulchan Aruch holds a third shita, more kuladik. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Be'evav says that if the father didn't eat a kadesh sviya, gadol didn't eat a kadesh sviya, a kan could be meitzi him. He doesn't say that the katan, it's only when the katan ate kadesh sviya. The Magen Avraham also brings the dig from the Aguda that way. It's also moved that way in the Rambam, the Aruch HaShulchan's Medayik that way. He says a katan could be mevarech laviv. He doesn't mention that the katan had to eat a kadesh sviya. So the katan can't be mitzvah aviv unless the aviv didn't eat a kadesh sviya, and then a katan could be, and didn't say a katan had to eat a kadesh sviya. So kumdash we have Taisis Kasha. How come by benching when the father didn't need a kadesh sviya, it's only mechuyim rabbanan, a katan could be mitzvah. Megillah is also derabbanan. Megillah is also derabbanan. So why is the Mishnah hold, the Tanakam hold, he can't be mitzvah? So the Magen Avraham, Simon Tafresh Beites of Kandal and has a teretz b'shem Revelium Mizrahi and is mir to the smag that it's different here. By Megillah, the katan is always going to be trade the rabbanans. Mashenka by benching, even though now the katan didn't eat kadesh sviya, so lechayy is trade the rabbanans, but he could be chad the rabbanan. He could eat kadesh sviya if he wants. That makes him a mechuyi b'davar. It sounds like the fact that he's roy to eat kadesh sviya, so it becomes a mechuyi b'davar. And it can be mitzi a derabanan. You don't consider him two derabanans because he's right to be only one derabanan if he ate kadesh sviya. We'll speak about that more in a second. Now, Taisus and Brachis, really, who asks this kasha, the steer, the Gemara Megillah, Gemara and Brachis, the Taisus and Brachis asks, and Megillah was saying that a katan cannot be mitzi a gadol, even though he's a bar chinuch. Now, shengen, by benching, when it's only a sheer derabanan, a katan could be mitzi. So Taisus says, the Rashba here brings this also. So that's another teretz. Ein echinami a katan cannot be mitzi someone even on a chiv derabanan, perhaps because leyasi trei derabanan mafichad derabanan, or perhaps because he's not mechuyev altogether. But specifically by the case of berachas hamazon, we ate a kazayis a kadeya. That's not really a chiyuv, it sounds like. That's a chumris yaserta. If he's mechuyuv, so a katan can't be late to him. Here, it's a chumris yaserta, hey mechmir al atzman akazayis at kibeya, But kal niftar mimena. So kula chazal said that a katan can be maitzi. The Rashi says it's a daichik, but he says another interesting svara. He says, in regard to regular mitzvahs derabanan, so everyone has a serious mitzvah derabanan, and a katan only has chinuch. So meila, serious mitzvah derabanan is more than a chinuch on mitzvah derabanan, right? That's the svara of trei derabanan and chad derabanan. A berach samazah really is a deraisa dekadin. Navas, you're telling me, but the katan didn't need a shir deraisa? But the chinuch is the same chinuch. When Chazal made the chinuch on Berach Samazan, it's a chamadik a chinuch. It's a chinuch on a deraisa dik a din. So mainly, even if the cotton happened not to eat a shir deraisa, but the chinuch is considered a chinuch deraisa, and mainly it's considered equal to the chiv derabanan of the father which ate a kazayah sukaveya. Even though all the cotton did also was eat a kazayah sukaveya. But the chinuch on a katan for Berach Samazan, which Berach Samazan be'ikir is deraisa, is a more chamadik a chiyiv chinuch than, let's say, on mitzvahs which are be'ikir derabanan. So, mail on that chiyiv chinuch, it could be mitzi the av, even though the katan also only had a shura derabanan. But there's Rabbi Kivenga, in Shal Shachuva Simon Zion, he says he doesn't understand the whole kasha. We'll go with Taisa's svar. Every mitzvah derabanan, a katan can't be mitzi, because le'asi, trade Rabbanan or mafichad Rabbanan. So what's your kasha? So by a katan, if he ate a shir kazayis, if he ate a shir kadesh sviya, so then we have taisa svara. And a chad Rabbanan, he's also chad Rabbanan. He's a chad Rabbanan because he's a katan. And the father's a chad Rabbanan because he's a kadesh sviya, so they're both a chad Rabbanan. But if a katan ate a kazayis or a kabeya, so why did he trade Rabbanan? So I'd have a kvega, no. Because if a gondol would eat a kazayis, could he be mitzi a gadol that ate kadei sviya? The chayil say no. He's only mechuyev mida rabbanan. He only ate a kazayis, and the gadol who ate a kadei sviya is mechuyev mida raisa. But by a gadol we don't say that. It's mefurish gemara brachis memches that you can mitzi saram after the kazayis dagan. And what's the pshat? So Taisus of the year explains us arvus kol yisrael arevim zel lezeh. You don't have to actually just like afishiyatsu mitzi. As long as you're mechuyiv in the mitzvah, you can be mitzi anyone. So when you're dealing with the mitzvah derabanan, so there, a gadol has a mitzvah derabanan, a katan has two derabanans. First of all, the whole mitzvah is derabanan, second of all, he's a katan, it's derabanan. Vashengim, when you're dealing with benching, so you're saying it's two derabanans because the katan didn't eat a kadesh sviya. But a gadol in his position could be mitzi a gadol who ate kadesh sviya. Because since the gadol is mechuyev midiraisa in the Indian of benching altogether, he's bechlal arvus, so he can be mitzi even someone who ate kadesh sviya. So why can't the katan do it? Only because he's a katan. And midirabanan is mechuyev. So that's one derabanan. So einachinami, he can't be mitzi someone who ate kadesh sviya. So the mitzi midiraisa is not a berachiyev at all. The berachiyev is only midirabanan. But to call him two derabanans, every kvegi says that's nisht. Because if the pshat is that somebody who ate a gadol, that ate a kazayis, can't be mitzi a gadol, ate kadesh sviya, because that's a derabanan being mitzi a deraisam, so then you're going to add to the fact that he's didn't eat kadesh sviya and he's a katan, so now he's two derabanans, he won't be able to be mitzi even a gadol which ate a kazayis. But since a gadol which ate a kazayis could be mitzi a gadol which ate kadesh sviya, he's called the Mechuyiv Deraisa, even though he didn't Kadesh Sviya, because Arvus makes the Mechuyiv Deraisa. Okay? So why is the Katan not Deraisa? Only for one reason. Not because he didn't Kadesh Sviya. Had he been a Gadol, even without Kadesh Sviya, he'd be Mechuyiv Deraisa. So why is he Derabanan? Only because he's a Katan. So man, let's call Derabanan, be Meitz Chad Derabanan. He asked for a Kasha on Taisus. He says, this is Gufa de Pshat and the Re'im, the Rebellion Mizrahi that we mentioned, the Magen Avraham brought down. To answer the Kasha on the Shulchan Aruch says that by Megillah, a Katan can be made to a Gadol. But the Shulchan Aruch says by benching, a Katan could be made to a Gadol that didn't eat Kadesh Sviya, and doesn't say that the Katan has to have eaten Kadesh Sviya. And the Re'im says because he could eat Kadesh Sviya, so that you're Bekega, this is what he means. Because, hey, yes, there's no tnai by a gadol nasi kadesh sviya. The fact that he could eat kadesh sviya is a penchel mechuyev davar, makes him a chuyiv because the God, one is being maitziyeh kedei svi because of Arvus. So Melis bechal that trade rabbanan. He buys shver and taisis and he argues halacha lemeis on the Dagim Mevavah. Dagim Mevavah was discussing the din is that kiddush is deraisa even for nashim. Nashim are mechuyavus and kiddush ayayim is deraisa. As I state the Gemara. Now the achrayim all neman that kiddush al ayayim is derabbanan. And Mele, if you David Meiriv, you already yetsa that din kiddush deraisa. So here's the problem. If let's say the isha didn't David Meiriv and the ish David Meiriv. So the end of pshat is. So Dagim Vav had a problem that but Nashim not b'chal arvus. Then come up about that. But the Dagim Vav says if a katan could a katan be maitzi and isha that already daven ma'ariv. So he wanted to say right that he can't because a katan is trei d'rabbanan. First of all, he's a katan, and second of all, he already daven ma'ariv. So he already was yaitzim in the raisa. So it's two d'rabbanan. Kiddush al ayayim when you already daven ma'ariv is d'rabbanan. He's a katan is d'rabbanan. The Isha is Mechuyim in the Raisa, she daven Meir, so now she's Mechuyim in the Rabbanan, she's one Darabanan. So a Katan won't be able to Yemaitzi an Isha in Kiddush if the Isha daven Meir, even if the Katan also daven Meir. Is that your Kvega? No. Because since, same Kreshman, since had he been a Gadol, it wouldn't share the fact that he daven Meir, he can be Yemaitzi someone that didn't daven Meir. Because by a gadol we say afish yatzim meitzi, so he doesn't have to actually be mechuyim in the raisa. Since he's a bar chiyim in the raisa, even though he daven ma'ariv, so he's yatzis chiyim in the raisa, but he still can be meitzi someone mechuyim in the raisa. How come a katan can't do it? Not because he already daven ma'ariv. That doesn't matter because by a gadol it wouldn't matter. Elamai only because he's a katan. So it's called chadar abanan. He can be meitzi an isha that already daven ma'ariv because she's also chadar abanan. Now the Chazon Ish, Simchav Tesef Kanei, also the Zichron Shmuel, Simchav, explains Pshat and Taisus and the Dagim Mevavah. What's Tak of Pshat and Taisus? Why is he calling the Katan a Trei D'Rabbanan? And saying that a Katan, it can only be Maitzi Gadol of Yei Kedei Sviya. So like the Chazon Ish and Shmuel Zavsky, because by a Gadol, he's Taka called Mechuyim Midaraisa. Why? Because the Gadol has Din of Arvus. Arvus is Kol Yisrael or even Zelazet. That as long as the Gadol is a Bar Chiyuva, so he becomes an Arif. So even if he was Yetzir Hischiv, or even let's say by benching, he only ate a Kazayis, but since the one he's being Maitzi is Mechuyiv Midaraisa, he becomes Mechuyiv in Yen Hischiv, as Arvis, as Kol Yisrael, or even Zelazeh. So therefore, a Gadol doesn't matter if he's Mechuyiv Midaraisa, even if he was, as long as he's a Bar Chiyuva, even let's say by benching, he only ate a Kazayis, he's only Mechuyiv Midarabana, or by another case, by Kiddush, let's say he was Yetzir Reni, doesn't matter. He's still called a mechuyev midaraisa because of the svar of arvus. A katan doesn't have arvus. Even midarabanan, a katan doesn't have arvus. That he doesn't have arvus is a metzias. It's a fact. That's not adding a darabanan. He's not an arv, period. Even midarabanan, he's not an arv. So mele by a katan, there's no musig of afvish yatsa meitzi. So mele by a katan, he could only be meitzi mitzad his own chiyev. And if he's a two darabanan, A, he's a katan. B, nikdei svia. You're right. Had he been a gadol, the nani nikdei svia wouldn't bother us at all, and he'd even be maitzia deraisa. But now he's a katan. The not eating kdei svia is a problem for a katan. Not only because he's a katan. Because he's a katan, there is no arvus. So there's no way to make him a bar chiyuva. He has to taka be a bar chiyuva, and he's only a bar chiyuva if he himself is mechuyev. And here, there's two derabbanans that need to make him a chuyiv. First of all, he's a katan. Second of all, he didn't need to share deraisa. And last of three, derabbanan, udachi chad, maitzi chad derabbanan. That's how the Chazon Ish of Shulazovsky, Amiyash Rebbe Kvegas Kasha Antasis, Amiyash the Psaka, the Dagu Mevava, halacha lemaisa, if the katan already davin ma'ariv, so he's called the trei derabbanan. First of all, he's the katan. Second of all, the whole kiddush is the rabbanan when you daven ma'ariv. He won't be able to. He might see an issue with daven ma'ariv. She's the chad the rabbanan. Now, lemaisa, the Mishnah has a machlokes. Rabbi Yudin the rabbanan. The rabbanan say that a katan can't be maitzi. Rabbi Yudin says the katan could be maitzi. Rav Yishayin and passing like Rabbi Huda. The Rosh and the Rif really leave it out, but the Torah is medayik from the Rosh and then the same digs from the Rif. If they bring the Mishnah and don't say anything, they mean to say, Yachav Ram, Lachak Ram, that we don't pass him like Rabbi Huda. The Torah also brings it the Mahag Paskins like the Tanakama. The Rambam also says in Mefurish Tochs Megillah Perik Aleph Halachim Beis that a cotton who's not mechuyev adava can't be mitzi. But there is a reason that does pass like Rabbi Yehuda. The Torah brings the Bala Itta. It says we pass like Rabbi Yehuda that a cotton shegil lechinuch works. The nice of the Shulchan Aruch is saysim that a cotton can be mitzi by Megillah, by Megillah. Yeah. Now by Nerech Hanukkah, the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Chav Gimel says that lika chayr shayt of a cotton layasa voi klum. As I state by Nerech Hanukkah, that if a chayr shayt of a cotton a man like Nerech Hanukkah doesn't work and no one's yaitza. The Ran there brings the Bala Itter. And that's only a cotton that's not like Higil L'chinuch. A cotton Higil L'chinuch, it works. Now L'chaya, and the Ran is mashed away, the Baal Eitr is L'shitasei. The Baal Eitr paskins here in Megillah like Rabbi Yehuda, that a cotton Higil L'chinuch, you might see Megillah. Who would in Ner Chanukah, a cotton can be might see if he's Higil L'chinuch, you might see in Ner Chanukah. Now we had mentioned before though, that the Ramban and Taisis Adaf Chavdal would say that even Rabbi Yehuda holds normally a cotton can't be might see. Because even they hold a cotton is Shade Rabbanan according to Taisus or Bechlal Nada Barachiv according to Neramban. And it's just here by Megillah we say Afanayud Lay Sanes, that makes him into a Wonder Rabbanan or that makes him into a Barachiv according to Neramban. So we say it by Megillah. Right? We didn't say it clearly by Chanukah. Or maybe by Chanukah. What's the episode of Afanayud Lay Sanes? I'm not sure. But the guy in the Bir Agrah, in Simon Tafresh Ayin Hay, he says that the Bala Itta held that all over Rabbi Yehuda holds a cotton can mitzi. And that's why he passed like the Bala Itta, because of Taisus Kasha. Taisus Kasha was, you see by Berch Samazan, that a cotton can be mitzi, a gala didn't make a day sviya. Vaistay sviya hold the cotton can be mitzi, an achi of their abundant, and he hold, and he holds staka machlekes, and we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda holds a cotton can be mitzi by all dinim their abundant. Now we mentioned Taisan Nafchav Dalit said that by Halal, that he can't, it's a Mishnah in Sukkah, that by Halal he can't be Maitzi. So the guy says, maybe the Balita holds that Halal is the Raisa, like the Bahag holds that Halal is the Raisa. But by all mitzvahs the Rabbanan, a cotton could be Maitzi a Gadol. So we have like four sheep this come dice. Taisus holds that Shreder Rabbanan can't be Maitzi Chad Rabbanan, but when a cotton is Chad Rabbanan, like a cotton which ate Kedei Sviya, he could be Maitzi a Gadol, which is Chad Rabbanan, because he didn't eat Kedei Sviya. We have there a Ramban that holds that a cotton is never considered a Bachiyuv, he can't be Maitzi. And both Taisus and the Ramban hold that Behuda only holds away by Megillah. We have a Shita that by Birch Samazin, he could be Maitzi, even if the cotton didn't eat Kedei Sviya. Because Birch Samazin is different, for whatever reason, like we discussed earlier. And we have the Bala Itter, which the way the guy is learning, Khan Kuriz Mitzi Bachiv the Rabbanan, Khan is called Mechuyev the Rabbanan, because he passed him like Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Magen Avraham, in Simon Tafresh Peites of Katan Zion, he has to steer in the Shulchan Aruch. By Chanukah, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that a katan doesn't work, but he says, Yesh Eimim, that by Megillah L'chinuch it does work, like the Bala Itter. So he brings a Shinta, that he eats it with the Hadlaka of an Eris Chanukah by a katan that's a Megillah L'chinuch. But Hilchas Megillah, he paskin stam, that a cotton that reads the Megillah, Yenayetzi, doesn't mean any sheet that it works. What's the Pshad, Lechari, Steven Shulchan Aruch, why by Hilchas Chanukah, the Shulchan Aruch brought a sheet that it works by a cotton, Shegil Lechinuch, and by Hilchas Megillah, it doesn't bring such a sheet. Yimad Avshach, if you're going with the Bala Itter, so we should say, passing like if you this, by Megillah also it should work. If we're not going with the Bala Itter, so why didn't you bring it by Hilchas Chanukah? So the Kama Achreinim that were mechaven to a teretz to answer this kasha, that there's a big difference between Chanukah and Megillah. By Chanukah, the adlaka of the katan is not being meitzi someone like a shliach. The pshat is the house has adlaka neirishu beisai. If anyone in the house lights adlaka's neiris, that makes a din that everyone is in the household is yetzer, not because yen is meitzi them, because it is adlaka. So as long as it's a skayim adlaka, even al schinach. But has a Tairis Adlaka, so you don't need the cotton to be mitzi you. You just need the bayah should have Adlaka. Chacham Tzvi says this, it's a Naisaf at the end of the Sefer Simen Yad Gimel. So Asemba says this Teretz, and the Zichron Shmuel, Shmuel Zavsky says this Teretz, both in Simen Yad Tessa is Dalin and Simen Chafa is Zayin. Al Chayim would have to stay in the Teretz, because we're Manav Shech. If you're considering a cotton of Archa Yuva because of Chinuch, so why can't it be mitzi by Megillah? If you're not considering a Baruch Yuva because Chinuch doesn't make you a Baruch Yuva, so how come by Chanukah works? Chayrish and Shaita don't work by Chanukah. How are you being mechalik? So Rav Shmuel Zelsky's mazva very stark. He says there's two dinim why you need a bar chayuva. You need a bar chayuva in order that it should have a shei maisa mitzvah. If it doesn't have a shei maisa mitzvah, it doesn't start. Benegay of that din, there's no chilik how many derabbanans you have. We'll go with the teres of Taisus, layasi chay derabbanan, v'dachi mamafik ha derabbanan. But benegay to make the chevza, chevza v'maisa mitzvah, that makes no difference. It either is a mitzvah or it's not. If me derabbanan, it's a mitzvah, makes no difference chay derabbanan, ha derabbanan. But there's another din, mitzad the gavra. Then you want to be a mitzvah from this person. He's like a shliach for the mitzvah. If he's not as mechuyev as you are, so his maisa can't work for you because you're more mechuyev than he is. But that's not mitzad the maisa mitzvah. That's mitzad the gavra. So by Chanukah, he's not being mitzvah you. The house has to have adlaka. The house has adlaka. They're abundant, and the whole Chanukah is there abundant. He's considered a bachayuv al tzchinuch. I by him, it's Jay Durbani, it's Chad Durbani, it makes no difference. The Chavs is the Chavs of the Mitzvah. Once the house has it, anyone can be Yitzu with it. Mashayin Kain. By Megillah, or by the other things, when you've been Yitzu from the person, so then the Pshad is, he's like Yishliach, so there he has to be Mechuyiv, the Dark of Yochiv. There you have the sort of Jay Durbani can't be Yitzu Chad Durbani. That's why by Megillah was Pashat to the Shulchan Aruch that it won't work. But by Chanukah, there's two tzadim. You have a tzad that it works because it blames a nice mitzvah. Says Taisus Lamashal asked the kasha by Suma. Suma is only chayiv in the Rabbanan. So how could it be mitzi? It says that Suma is not chayiv in tzibitzis mitzchayim in the Rabbanan, but still they could be mitzi them. They said they say that because they held that that matzah b'zman is the Rabbanan, and that's why they were mitzi. As I state the Gemara Masechta. So Taisus asked the kasha, why do you say it's chay the Rabbanan? That Suma is always the Rabbanan, and we have his man as that's the Rabbanan, and how can they make it the Rabbanan? So Taisa says, Suma is different, because he was quite Nisraev. That's what Abba Taisa says. Since he was already Nisraev, he became Suma afterwards, so he's different. And Taisa Chavdal says a different Svara, because he's a Gadol, a Bardas, he's better than a Katan. If you're going to talk about Mitzad the Chefs of the Mitzvah, the fact is, quite Nisraev, what's the difference? But now he's not Nisraev. You have to say this svar. It's on the chefs of the mitzvah. Trade their abundance are no different. It's a mitzvah. Now the question is, but how can it be mitzvah for someone who's not mechuyev like you're mechuyev? So then the fact that he was mechuyev, he just lost his chiyev segut, so he blames the same bachayuv as you. Well, the fact that he's a gadol, a bardas, so you look at him, kilo, he's mechuyev. But that's if you're going mitzvah the gavra. So that's the teretz of the Shulchan Aruch. By Megillah, we have to be Yitzchak from him. So Katan's trade the Rabbanan, he can't be Yitzchak had the Rabbanan. By Shegah, by Chanukah, you're not being Yitzchak from him. The house had Adlaka, there's no chilik in the Maisa Mitzvah. It is a Maisa Mitzvah, even with trade the Rabbanan. So then you can be Yitzchak. You don't need him to be Yitzchak to you. The Maisa, the house has Adlaka. And now let's go right up. The Mishnah also said Cheirish. Now Cheirish, like we said, normally a Cheirish is Eina Medavav Eina Shemei, is not a Bardas. So Memele, he's not Mechuyev in Mitzvahs, but in this case, it can't mean that, because how would he read the Megillah if he's Eina Medaber? So obviously, he's a Medaber, he's Eina Shemeya. So the Gemara says, why doesn't it work? The Gemara starts off, and it goes like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, the Kurdish man, Vishmila Azam Lo Yotz. Can't hear, he's not Yetzir. And then the Gemara says, maybe it goes like Rabbi Yehuda, but Lechatchila, he needs to be able to be Shmila Azlov. So the Shaila is, even if the Kuri didn't hear, but Lamaisa the Tziva heard, so why shouldn't the Tziva be Yaitse? What's the Svara, even though the Kairi wasn't Yaitse, he was Kairi Vele Yishmiel Aznav, what's the Svara why the Tziva isn't Yaitse? The Tziva heard. So Rabbi Kivega, and true is at the end of Simon Zion, he names on the reason is because he's Einam Achuya B'davar. A Chayrish that can't hear, he can't be Yaitse Megillah, he can't hear the Megillah. He can't read the Megillah because Le Yishmiel Aznav. So he can't be Yaitza. He's not a Mechuyev Adav. He's not Mechuyev in the Mitzvah's Megillah because he can't hear. And Memela, that's why he can't be Maitzi. And he says the same thing with Kiyah Shefen. Simon Tavkov Peites, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, and a Cheirish, even if he could talk, if he can hear, he can't be Maitzi Achem and Kiyah Shefen. He's not a Bachayuva. He's not able to hear. So like Rabbi Craig, it's the same time. Someone who can't hear is not mechuyev in the mitzvahs tkiyah shayfa. The truth is, the kolbay in the tashbats, the beisayis of rud, says klar, that that's the reason why a cheirish can't be mitzvah others in tkiyah shayfa, even though he's a bekeach l'chol dvarim, he could talk, but still he can't hear. Also, he can't be meisin tkiyah shefer. He's not called a mechuyah b'dam. So let's say, you have someone that could hear. He just stuffs up his ears with something, but often that he's not able to hear what he's reading now, but he could hear. He's not yaitza. He reads the Megillah, or he blows the shofar, and he can't hear it because his ears are stuffed up. But he's a mechuyah b'davar. The reason why he's saying he can't be made is not a mechuyah b'davar. He's a mechuyah b'davar. He can pull out the things from his ears and be yaitza. He got to has things in his ears now. The mainly able to be made. The Prima Gondi really says it's clear. In Simitavka Fe Zayin, the guy be tekeh b'bar. The din is by tekeh b'bar. If you're inside the bar, yaitza. If you added a bar, not yaitza. What if the tekeh is out of the bar, and the people are listening inside the bar, the Prima Gondi says he's not yaitza, but the others are yaitza. Why? Because he's mechuyah b'davar, and they're hearing it, so it's fine. But the Avi Nezer, Arachayim Simitav Lamites, and Rabbi Chanan, and Kaivitz Aris Simmeches Oysidalin, has two Aris on this. The first Aris is, why is it called the Eina Mechuyah B'davar? He's Mechuyah. He just doesn't have a Hechatimsa, had a B'yitza. The Etzim is Mechuyah. The fact that he doesn't do it is because he can't do it. So that's Mechuyah B'davar, P'mayu Dekav Lahum. They bring a Raif in the Magen Avraham, Simmeches Lamites, he says, let's say someone doesn't have a left arm. They can't put on tefillin. There's a halacha that someone is not mechuyev in tefillin like a woman can't write tefillin. Kol she'ena b'kshira ena b'ksiva. But let's say someone doesn't have a left arm. Could he write tefillin? He says he could. He's a baranachas tefillin. He just doesn't have an arm to put it on. So he's mechuyev. So kol she'ena cherish is mechuyev in tkiya shefer and megillah, even though there's no way to be yetzei. That's one ara. Second ara is, if the point is only because he's a ena mechuyev v'davar, not because there's anything wrong with what he's with the Kriya. So what's the pshat in the Gemara that according to Behuda that says that Lo Yishmi La Ozav is Yaseb in the Evid? So what's the pshat in that? That Ibizai Lechatchila and Achayrish can't read the Megillah. He's definitely a Mechuyah B'davar. He's Mechuyah. He could be Yaseb. He could read the Megillah and be Yaseb. And he is certainly allowed to read the Megillah for himself, because there's no other way for him to be Yetza. So what's wrong if he reads it for the shul? Lo Yishmi Lazav, they all can hear it. It's me Yishmi Lazav. Even according to Rav Yasi, telling me the whole problem is because he's Ein HaMechuyah B'davar. According to Yehuda, he is a Mechuyah B'davar. What's the problem? You're telling me Lechachil, it's no good. Why? They can hear it. There's not a Lo Yishmi Lazav here. The Shemim can hear it. Elamai the Kairi can't hear it. So what? But the Shemim can hear it. If you're telling me the only problem by a Chayrish according to Beis is Ein HaMechuyah B'davar, here he is a Mechuyah B'davar. Why would it be a problem with Chathila? You see from there, a Yisayid, it's not because he's Ein HaMechuyah B'davar. It's because this Kriya is not working for him. If this Kriya doesn't work for him, it can't work for the Shemim. He's like the Shliach. If he can't make it work for himself, he certainly can't make it work for others. That's a pshat in the Svara. So Mamela, we could say, Oy Bazai, that Hu Adin, if he can't make it work for himself, l'chatchila, it's a b'di'evit for himself, it's a b'di'evit for the shayimim as well. But it's not because it's ain't a mechuyah b'davar. It's ain't a mechuyah b'davar will say that he is because of the mechuyah b'davar. It's because it's not a kriyas megillah which works for him. Just similar like we had, let's say someone, we had the halacha, we had the Yerushalmi. If someone knows Lashon Kodesh, he can't be Eitzel B'Laz. So if someone knows Lashon Kodesh and he knows Laz, could he be most people who only know Laz? Shalmi says no. Because Kol Shein Mechuyah B'Davar, any Achalaitz Achayim Nechavasi. No, he's a Mechuyah B'Davar. But the Pshat is the Kriya won't work for him because he knows Lashon Kodesh. It doesn't work for him for Laz, so that's why it can't work for the others. So that's what the Avnei Nezer and Rabbi Chanan say. The Kvega was saying that the Yisayid Adavar is because he's not a Mechuyah B'Davar. It's not the point. He is a Mechuyah B'Davar. The point is because he can't be Yetzu with this Kriya, and that's why even when you can only be Yetzu for the ever with the Kriya. So again, all the shame only gets up in the ever with this Kriya. So that's what I'm saying, Mamish Reds, as I see in Megillah. There's a shtickle from Rav Shach and the Rambam that says a different svarim, which this we can understand maybe, because we said over, Rishain and the Kolbay and the Teshmats also say the Pshan and Shefer is the Eina Mechuyah B'davar. But Rav Shach says like this, the Shach is Medayik in the Rambam by Shefer that a Cherish could be Maitzi. He says the Rambam doesn't mention this Chiddush, that this Cherish is even a Medaber. So stomach kipirushay, the cherish is the regular cherish is ena shemeiv, ena medaber. And the reason why it can't be meitzi is because he's not a baradas, he's not a barachiyuva. But if the cherish would be able to medaber, then he would be able to meitzi. and it's not considered not a bar chiyuva because he really is mechayiv, he's just an einus. And I guess he doesn't, the Rambam doesn't hold it as svara that if it's not, if he's not yetsa with it, he can't be yetsa others. No. He's not yetsa because he didn't hear, the others did hear, so male of the yetsa. So now we have the problem. So why then the Gila Cheresh can't be Maitzi? So if Shach says, it's not an algemeine svar, it's a svar in Dibur. The Vard of Ishmila Oznov is not a Dibur, it's a din, it's a chsarin in the Dibur. So Mela, Dibur taka depends on the one speaking. If you can't hear what you're saying, you didn't say it. So even though they heard it, but they didn't hear a Dibur. Who would then, according to Yehuda, if you can't hear what you're saying, it's with the Evan? So the Dibur is a Dibur with the Evan. So by the Shefi Taka Yaitza, even though he's not Yaitza altogether, but the Shein of a Yaitza, Dibur is the problem. So Mela, that I think you could say in the Tashbats and in the Kolbay, if Shef is not a problem, like we're saying, but they hold that Shef is called an Einu Mechuyi B'Dabar. They don't hold that it's Svara, that he's Mechuyi B'Diz an Einus. They're calling him an Einu Mechuyi B'Dabar. Fine. So Eina Chanami, according to Rabbi Yasi, Avada also you could say is Einu Mechuyi B'Dabar. But according to Rabbi Huda, the Vardis is a special din by Dibur. A Dibur of Lo Yishmiel La Aznav, and maybe even according to Rabbi Yasi would be that way. If by a Dibur, if you stuff up your ears, that's not a Dibur according to Rabbi Yasi. So it's not only the Vardi Zayin of Mechayi B'davar. The Dibur is Mechal, not a Dibur. And according to Vidas, it's the Evidik a Dibur. So then you can Mechal to Megillah and Shaifer, that's what Shach says, by Shaifer it's a Tkiyah. You didn't hear it, so you're not Yaitza, but everyone else is Yaitza. By Dibur, if you can't hear, it's a Chsayin in the Dibur, and that's why, just like you're not Yaitza, everyone else is not Yaitza, and that's Shana Rabbi Huda, you're only Yaitza with the Evid, everyone else is only Yaitza with the Evid.